The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. LumiVision is a California-based company that's created a VR headset designed for people with low vision. What really makes it stand out is that it uses your own smartphone as the processor and camera, so the headset gets better as your phone does. This month, I'm chatting with Zaria and Prescott from LumiVision to hear more about this clever and genuinely exciting device. Zaria, Prescott, welcome to the program.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
I am so looking forward to this conversation. Before we get to talking about LumiVision, let's find out a little bit about the two of you. Who is Zaria and who is Prescott?
Great. Yeah, I'll start. I'm Zaria. I came to LumiVision through kind of a roundabout process. I've worked in assistive technology for about the last 10 years, and I have family members that are near and dear to my heart that have macular degeneration and have lost their vision as they've gotten older. So it's a real passion project of mine, just seeing, you know, not just the vision loss itself, but the emotional journey and how challenging it is to feel like they've lost some of their independence and struggle with new technology and just the learning curve that goes into all of that. So I'm really excited to be here today talking about a product that we're really proud of and excited to share with people.
Thank you. Prescott, how about you?
Yeah, so I'm Prescott. So basically graduated from UC Santa Cruz with a degree in computer science. Had no idea I would be working on this stuff back then. But basically, most of my career has been spent now with assistive technology. And when the moment that I saw a real user using this type of technology and I saw the impact it had on them, I mean, I was just hooked. Like, it was so cool. It's just, it's kind of a mix of, like, you know, medical and health along with kind of a sci-fi cool technology component that I really love. And just seeing the impact on the day-to-day is just really cool. Kind of brings us here today.
And it always amazes me how people get into this field because it's always through a friend or a family member, and it just never ceases to amaze me.
I think seeing that real life impact is what makes it affirming for us too. You know, there's this kind of instant gratification of being able to help someone in such a tangible way that it's addictive. We want to stay in the field.
So let's talk about LumiVision. What is the story behind LumiVision and the app and the VR headset?
Prescott and I both have worked for other assistive technology companies, and I've had the privilege of working with end users more on the customer service side. And one of the problems I kept seeing is affordability, right? These all-in-one systems, especially the VR systems, they're pricey. And even as technology has evolved and really improved, the entry cost for a lot of these devices is still between $3,000 and $5,000. And what we know about our average end user is they tend to be older, they have age-related vision loss, and they're often on a fixed income. So it's just too expensive for the majority of people in the US and especially overseas to afford these all-in-one viewing systems. So what Prescott and I decided to do was kind of deconstruct that model. And we wanted to start with a really, really strong software foundation, which is where we came up with the app for LumiVision. And then the hardware is great. It's a huge benefit in terms of magnification too. But by giving people a lot more choice in what they wanted to purchase and how they want to use it in their daily life, we were able to do, you know, a lot more affordable options. And on top of that, the smartphone landscape has changed. If you look at where is the best camera available to the most people, it's in your phone. And, you know, 10 years ago, not everybody had smartphones, but now my grandparents have had smartphones. Our elderly loved ones have smartphones. That technology adoption has just really increased dramatically. So we're operating with the assumption that most people now have more familiarity with smartphones. So they don't need that particular piece to be a part of their all-in-one purchase. They can really pick their own.
And just to add on to that, by being a software app on the user's phone, what's awesome about this platform is that it upgrades over time as you upgrade your phone. So, you know, maybe today you have an iPhone from a few years ago and, you know, you can use LumiVision and it's great. And then when you get the latest iPhone 17 or even whatever's coming out next year, it upgrades with you. And so it really does get better and better.
And that's the key, is to have something that will continue to evolve as the technology gets better.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the system a little bit. How does the system work?
Essentially, it's a smartphone app, like we mentioned, and a VR headset. So what we do is we take the camera feed from your phone and we basically convert it into this VR view. And this works in conjunction with one of our headsets. And so you start off with a normal camera mode, and that's just, you know, you seeing the world with the normal view, but you can apply these different contrasts and filters and even some AI things like that. And basically it lets you just really kind of magnify your vision to help you with the day-to-day task that is required.
And because we allow people to bring their own device, we're able to support Apple and Android ecosystems. So, you know, we always recommend the latest and greatest in terms of image quality, but people can kind of start wherever they are. And we have a pretty customizable field of view, brightness adjustments, camera lenses. So depending on the hardware that you're bringing to LumiVision, your actual user experience will be really, really customizable. So with some of the newer phones, we can go up to 30 times magnification. We allow our users to set different filters if they want to do a higher contrast mode. For our users that have limited peripheral vision but strong central vision, you can adjust the field of view. So in every setting, you know, maybe to me with normal vision, it looks like I'm kind of looking at a tunnel. But that entire image can be condensed down. That's especially helpful for people with RP or peripheral loss. And then for people with central vision loss, you can really expand that field of view and utilize the entire phone screen for viewing. So get that peripheral vision if that's what you have left working for you.
It never would have occurred to me that you could take the entire screen and have the image condensed into just one section of it. That's amazing.
We know that the majority of, you know, vision loss in the population as a whole tends to have central vision loss. So there's a ton of useful features for people with, you know, macular degeneration, Stargardt's, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But there's also a lot of people that have their central vision, glaucoma, RP, you know, and they can benefit from the device as well.
And I know for someone like me who has central vision going away, my usable field of view is kind of the lower third of what you would see. So having the whole screen in that one little area would be a big help for someone like in my situation. You mentioned briefly that it's available on both Apple and Android, and you answered what was going to be my next question. But just so we're clear, what is the oldest version of Apple and Android that somebody can have and still be able to use the product?
We typically recommend any smartphone from the last 5 years. In theory, you know, you could go a little bit older than that, but the experience is just not going to be, you know, what we know it can be. Okay. And so we really try to recommend something from within the last few years, whether that's an iPhone or, you know, a Samsung Galaxy, a Google Pixel, any of those real popular Android phones. In addition to that, the really top experience is going to be kind of the pro model phones. And so Apple, they have their iPhone Pro models. Google has their Pixel Pro. And then Samsung has their Galaxy S series, you know, whatever it's called. But typically the phones that have, you know, the multiple camera lenses and the really high resolution screens, those just give you the best experience.
So I guess it's safe to say that with these phones that have the multiple camera lenses on them, when someone goes to zoom in for something, the phone automatically switches to whichever lens is best suited for that situation?
Yeah, exactly. And we did things a little bit differently on iPhone versus Android. Android, it'll switch automatically. With iPhone, you can actually pick which lens you want to use. And so our users really like, you know, you can be in kind of the wide angle lens and have the super wide view, or you can switch to the zoom lens and really zoom in far. It's just a little bit of a platform difference, but functionally it's the same. We utilize all the hardware that's available.
And why shouldn't you take advantage of all that hardware that is built into the phone? You touched on this a little bit earlier, and I want to go into more detail about the app itself and its features and what all is available. Would you mind talking about that?
Absolutely. So let me give kind of just a high level overview of the app. Like you said, it's a smartphone app available through the App Store on Android or iOS. And with the app, you have the option to do VR mode, which is basically a split screen. And we have headsets that go with that. Or you can do phone mode, which utilizes the entire screen of your phone as a magnifier. We're hoping to make that functionality also available on tablets for people that essentially want to use it as a CCTV, a larger video magnifier. And then within the app, there's lots of different filters. So if you want a high contrast mode, we have blue and yellow, black and white, inverted color, inverted black and white. And another cool functionality we have is a text to speech. We have a text reader mode too. So anything that's on your screen or that can get in the camera view, you just tap the screen once or tap the headset button and it'll read everything out loud to you. And that mode is really cool because even if your text isn't lined up exactly right, or if it's upside down even, it'll still read it out loud. So it shows the text on the screen as it reads it aloud.
Does the phone have to have an internet connection for that feature to work?
No. Our entire system is available offline. So we always recommend having an internet connection every, 6 months or so just to check for software updates. Mm-hmm. But assuming you have a long enough subscription, there's no need for connectivity. If you get our more basic app, that's a monthly subscription, you do need to be connected every 30 days just to make sure that subscription is up to date.
And that all makes perfect sense. Now, let's talk about the other component to the LumiVision system, and that is the VR headset. I know that you have several to choose from, so let's talk about each of those headsets and kind of describe what the differences are between each of them.
So we offer three different headsets right now. And just to emphasize, these are optional hardware components that go with the app. Our smallest kind of entry point is called the Lumi Mini, and it looks kind of like opera glasses. It's a little foldable clip-on pair of lenses that you put on the side of your phone. Within the app, there's a white line that splits the screen, and you just clip the glasses on there so they're sitting over your screen and you can view everything that way. They're magnifying lenses too, so they're going to amplify that, but they sit at a good distance viewing from the screen itself. Our users have reported a ton of success with those because they're really good for on the go. You can take them grocery shopping. They don't restrict your peripheral vision at all. You still have to hold your phone with them on, but they're great for mobility and kind of quick tasks around the house or in a new environment. Our second headset is called the Lumi Classic, and this is our largest headset. It's a true VR encompassing headset, so you're going to be immersed in the view. And on the outside of it, it has a magnetic closure for your phone. It's really secure. It has three little clips that your phone basically pops into, and then it closes over the lenses. The Classic is kind of our mid-range, and it is best used on phones without a case on them, because that magnetic enclosure is pretty restrictive. And then our newest headset is called the Lumi Flex. It's our kind of lightweight but still full-size headset, and it has a basically a rubber closure on the outside. So it accommodates a lot of different phone sizes, including phones with their case on them. And it's still pretty lightweight for a full-size headset. And all of our headsets allow for you to wear your regular glasses underneath. If you want to wear, you know, other prescription lenses, they'll fit full-size glasses frames underneath as well.
And when using the headsets, is there a way to control it using something like a remote control?
Basically, with the two full-size headsets, so that's going to be the Flex and the Classic, we include a Bluetooth remote. And it's very simple to use. There's a joystick, and you simply go up and down to zoom in and out, and then left and right to change through the different modes. When you're using the mini headset, where the screen is available to you, it's not being blocked by the headset, you can actually just use the screen itself. So we have all these different shortcuts. You can pinch to zoom. You can swipe your finger. You can press and hold on the screen. And same when you're using it in kind of the handheld mode without the headset. In addition, the two full-size headsets both have a little headset button at the top. And this actually gives you access to both our quick zoom feature and changing modes. So essentially, this allows you to use the headset without needing the remote at all. The quick zoom is user customizable. So let's say you sit on your couch and you're watching TV, and you know you need to be at 3.2x to see the TV properly for you. You can actually set it to where all you need to do is just press that headset button once and it'll jump to 3.2, and then press it again to bring it back to 1.0. So reset that zoom. So there's really a lot of different ways to interact with it. And it kind of just depends how you're using it and which headset you're using it with.
Tech Tips is on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are talking with Zaria and Prescott of LumiVision, and you mentioned subscription plans earlier. Can we talk about those a little bit? What plans are available for the app, and what are the advantages of one over the other?
So we have two different subscription tiers, basically, and our entry point is $24.95 a month. And that's going to be most of just your basic features, but not as advanced Zoom and AI features. So our premium subscription is $39.95 a month, and that's where you get everything. Our text reader, all new features as we build them out and add them on. Both subscription tiers include regular software updates and are both fully functional offline.
And what types of training and support are offered?
We've been really lucky to have this amazing group of, we call them our LumiVision ambassadors, who have been with us from the beginning, and they are all low vision users of the product, and they've really helped guide us in terms of building a platform with usability in mind. You know, every single thing we've done has been run by them and practiced in real life to, you know, a lot of detail. So We're pretty proud of the usability overall, and the feedback has been good that a lot of people can just pick it up and learn it on their own. Beyond just the functioning of the product, we're hoping to build out more of a community for our users. So our ambassadors are available to anyone that purchases our product. If they want to have a training session, just best use session, get ideas about how other actual users utilize LumiVision in their daily life. Not only are they training, but they're truly a support system. And we're hoping to kind of build that out more with Facebook groups and an online community But our ambassadors are really at our core who we are and who we want to be. And one other thing we're really working on too, is working with low vision optometrists. We have a few right now where they have LumiVision in their clinic and they demo it to their users. And we would encourage anyone who's interested in LumiVision to talk to your doctor about it. Because if you're going through your doctor, it can be an assistive medical device. And so if you can have your doctor help kind of teach you how to use it and work with you on rehabilitative activities, you can use your Flex savings account through your health insurance to pay for LumiVision, and your doctor can help bill your insurance too if they're going to be training you. So there's lots of resources out there, and we're eager to help anyone through that process if they want to reach out to us.
Okay. And there's also, do you guys do any work with the Lions Club and other organizations like them?
We absolutely will. We're still getting started, so we don't have official partnerships with, you know, very many groups, but we would love to, you know, go through the Lighthouse. We're in California right now, so there's the Vista Center, other low vision departments through the VA, that type of thing.
You mentioned earlier that you are based out of California and you're just getting started. If someone outside of California would like to demo a pair of the VR goggles and the app and everything, how can they go about doing that?
We don't have a lot of boots on the ground right now, but okay. We do offer, the app itself has a 7-day free trial period, and our hardware has a 14-day return policy. So what we always recommend is download the app, try it, see how it works on your phone, if that phone mode is helpful for you. And then if you want more magnification, maybe try out the Mini. That one starts at $89. So you can really get a full device experience for under $150. And that Mini will give you a really good indication of if you like the VR experience, if that magnification is going to work for you. And then a lot of people from there will build on with a full-size headset.
And with the headset, that gives you the option to be 100% hands-free, which is personally very appealing to me. Let's move on a little bit and talk about the ordering process and what kind of packages are available. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah. Our website is LumiVisionVR.com. And there we have our store, which has all of our headsets available. And it's a pretty standard website ordering process. You add whichever item you want to your cart. You can pay with Apple Pay, a credit card, ACH, whatever your preferred payment method is. And then we have everything as an individual item. If you want to get just the Mini, you can. Shipping is free for every single headset, so it won't matter if you buy one or three. It's all the same included shipping. And from our warehouse, which is in Missouri, everything gets shipped within 3 to 5 business days.
That is an amazing quick turnaround time. Let's talk now about what's in the future for LumiVision. We discussed how the app will continue to improve as smartphone technology improves. Can you talk about what's on the horizon for LumiVision?
Yeah, absolutely. So as we kind of look at the market, we see certain devices like the Meta Ray-Ban glasses. So those, they don't do any magnification for your eyes, but what they do is using the camera, they can basically kind of give you a better sense of what you're looking at in your environment. So, you know, object recognition, scene description, recognizing someone's facial expressions, things like that. Those are all things that we would love to add to LumiVision. And the platform really lends itself well to this kind of technology. We have a really great OCR that's available right now. We can actually expand that to, you know, include handwriting, let's say, just being able to kind of read text that is even obscured or things like that. Other things we're looking at is, you know, the way you control the software. We've looked at, you know, using hand gestures where literally you're just holding your hand in front of your phone and basically just, you know, pinching to zoom in the air. It's pretty pretty futuristic, pretty cool. And then definitely the big one I would say is voice control. You could say, hey, LumiVision, you know, zoom in or things like that. What's awesome about the very nature of LumiVision being really a software forward product is we can do a lot. And with all the, you know, everyone hears about AI right now, it's kind of going nuts in the industry. Mm-hmm. We can really bring some of the better side of that AI into this assistive device and, you know, make it available for low vision users.
What are all the ways that someone can learn more about LumiVision?
Yeah, we have our website, LumiVisionVR.com. And then we're also on Facebook and Instagram at LumiVision VR. And just a couple weeks ago, we had a phenomenal review on YouTube from Sam from The Blind Life. Mm-hmm. So if you search for LumiVision and Sam from The Blind Life, you can see a full review of LumiVision, our headsets, and the software too.
Yes, he does really good work. Do you guys have a YouTube channel yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet, but it's coming, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're hopeful to hear from our users too and get more real life stories. And it's sometimes a lot to ask for them to send us videos. But if you're a LumiVision mm-hmm. user and you're willing to share, please do. And we would love to feature you on our social media.
Is there anything else you would like to cover that I may have missed?
We're just really grateful to be getting out there and to see how LumiVision is working in the wild. We think that there's just a really great space in this community of low vision people, and we want to make something that's useful and helpful. And I think seeing what else is out there, there's really a lot of room for us to grow and build a truly helpful ecosystem. And technology has just evolved so much and so quickly that I'm really grateful to Prescott for being able to kind of make that work for our users in such a great way. And we're hopeful for feedback. Our end goal is very much helping our low vision loved ones and the community as a whole.
And on that note, I am going to thank both of you very much for your time. It was appreciated and I had a blast, and I can't wait to see what you guys have coming down the pipe.
Thanks, Chris. This was great.
Thank you, Chris. Honestly, great pleasure to be here and chat with you today.
That website, once again, is LumiVisionVR.com. And LumiVision is spelled LumiVision. You can also email them by using the Contact Us page located on their website. LumiVision can also be found on X, Facebook, and Instagram. I would like to thank Zaria and Prescott once again for their time. It was greatly appreciated. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's something you'd like covered in a future episode, send an email to techtipspodcast@gmail.com. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech Tips is available online by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have questions or comments about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org or give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.